感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。Everyone, welcome to this episode. This is Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。在听完了摩尔教授14节人生课之后，今天就是作者 Mitch 最终的毕业典礼。The graduation， 在原著小说当中的标题也就是 The graduation， 毕业典礼。这是一场极其特殊的典礼，没有人欢呼，没有人陪伴。当作者 Mitch 见了老教授最后一面之后，感慨万千，写下了这么一句话： Have you ever had a teacher? One who saw you as a precious thing, a jewel that could be polished to a proud shine. Have you ever had a teacher?Who saw you as a raw but precious thing, a jewel with wisdom could be polished to a proud shine. 在作者 Mitch 看完老教授最后一眼的时候，发出了一个感慨，问道：“你的一生当中有遇到这样的好老师吗？他把你视作一块未经雕琢的玉石 ，a raw but precious thing, a jewel， 并且呢，会用他自身的智慧把你打磨得璀璨发亮 ，a proud shine。你有没有遇到这样的老师呢？”我们先来看一下今天的重点单词 Wisdom Wisdom 注意中间的 S 要发 Z Wiz Wisdom 智慧 Next one Polish 也可以读 Polish Polish or Polish 把什么磨光使什么发亮再来看一下今天的重点短语 The first one is Polish Polish 这个词呢其实跟中文的打磨擦亮是非常对应的不光是字面对应而且连语义都是非常相似的我们来看一下 Polish除了表示打磨稍微引申一下可以表示提升啊 To make changes to something in order to improve it. For example, polishing your brand or image involves working on how you present yourself. 品牌和形象的提升呢涉及到个人形象的塑造。Polish 在这里就表示提升使什么进步。Brand 就是我们的公司的品牌。Image 就是形象。Involves doing something 就涉及到什么跟什么什么有关包含了什么。Involves working on. Work on 也是一个固定的短语。那么在后面我们可以接上一些，比如说 work on doing something， 表示从事某件事情。Work on how you present yourself. Present 在这里做动词，表示呈现。Present 后面可以加人，也可以加物体。Present 这个词如果是形容词的话，要读作 present， 表示目前的。Polishing your brand or image involves working on how you present yourself.那么第一个含义是提升我们再引申一下、啊、比如说我们经常写一些文章文章写完了之后呢我们需要经过一番的修改润色 Here's an example Your essay is good You just need to polish it a bit Essay 就是论文 means thesis You just need to 只需要 polish it polish 润色 a bit 稍加润色就好 Just need to polish it a bit 这是关于 polish 的两个常用的意思第一个是提升使提高第二个含义是文章的润色，演讲稿的润色。那么关于 polish 还有一个经常用到的短语就是 polish up。It means to improve something by practicing it. Okay, for example, improve a skill, improve your cooking skills, improve your language ability. 可以指代提升、提高，比如说提升你的语言技能，提升我们的厨艺，提升各个方面的东西。So for example, I can say, I really need to polish up my Japanese before we visit Japan next year.Polish up my Japanese 就是提升自己的日语，其实呢就等于 practice my Japanese. Before we visit, 在去日本之前 ，next year, I really must polish up my Japanese before we visit Japan next year. 学以致用，举一反三。那么又到了我们今天的小任务的时间。那么同样还是给大家留下一个小任务。今天的句子呢，我们看又增加了一个，所以说请大家用英文去表达这两个句子。同时呢，也非常欢迎大家在我们的留言区进行回复，来把你的答案与大家分享。Okay, and that's the end of the class, and I'll definitely see you guys next time. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Have you ever really had a teacher? One who saw you as a raw but precious thing, a jewel that with wisdom could be polished to a proud shine. Have you ever really had a teacher? One who saw you as a raw but precious thing, a jewel that with wisdom...could be polished to a proud shine. Have you ever really had a teacher? one who saw you as a raw but precious thing. A jewel that with wisdom could be polished to a proud shine.